Welcome to Faith is the Victory podcast, a ministry outreach of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr. Today's devotional is titled, Whose Report? Romans 10:16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? The first 24-hour news channel came into existence in the summer of 1980. Until that time, it was hours old before it became known to the masses. Currently, there are a multitude of news channels that circulate information at an alarming rate, with their newscasters and analysts commenting around the clock, not to mention the endless number of smartphone apps and video platforms that are used to bring news and information instantly. So we are living in days when reports are flying about, divulging information to you live stream. And therein lies the dilemma. Whose report will you believe? This is a very important question that you and I must answer. It's a question that predates our modern era. Yes, it goes all the way back to roughly 800 years before the birth of Christ. That's when it was first recorded, when Isaiah heard the word of the Lord that said to him, Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Isaiah 53:1. In this passage, the word of the Lord reveals the coming Messiah, who would remove transgressions and iniquities, as well as providing healing for the body by the stripes, bruises, and lashings that he would bear for them. So the greatest needs of man would be met in the coming Redeemer. And so the question the Lord asked remains for us to answer individually. Whose report will you believe? In this day and hour, there are many critical voices outside and inside the church calling for the old, old story of Christianity to modernize, to adapt, and to change to reflect the times in which we live. They are saying that it is no longer relevant to meet the needs of this modern society, and that its reliance on the ancient, archaic text of Scripture only brings division and hate. They want Christianity to reflect modern society and surrender all of the old biblical values to ones which reflect this new era of modern philosophy of tolerance, inclusivity, and subjectivism, where the notion of how you feel is the final arbiter of truth. This is totally at odds with the Scriptures and with Christianity. And so some who call themselves Christians are bending to societal pressure and backing down from their biblical views of what it means to be a Christian, and they are adapting to these new societal demands. And in so doing, whole denominations are coming to a place where differing views are so great that there is no longer any agreement in which they can unite. And so separation and division has occurred, along with much great harm and hurt to all parties involved. So again, the question remains, whose report will you believe? In answer to that question, we must determine and understand that as believers, it is in our power to choose what to believe. Do we believe the Scriptures or not? 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us plainly, For we walk by faith and not by sight. We must understand that this is not some sort of spiritual suggestion that God wants us to consider. No, this is a direct command from the Word of God. He wants us to follow His Word. He wants us to be hearers and doers of the Word of God. The Christian does not walk out his life by what the circumstances of life dictate. That's walking by sight. No, the believer walks by faith. There is no sidestepping this point. This is the word of the Lord to the believer, and not to a hand-picked, chosen few. No, this is the word of the Lord to all believers everywhere. So we must understand that faith is coming into agreement with God, agreeing with what God said in His Word, To say it another way, faith is hearing and doing the Word of God. Read Romans 10:17 and James 1:22 and think on it and let the Word of God speak to you. I believe you will hear the Word say that hearing and obeying the Word of the Lord is the walk of faith, and it is the calling that the Lord has placed on all who believe and follow Him. So let us understand that there is a choice that must be made, and the answer should now be very clear. The Christian chooses to believe the report of the Lord. And what is the report of the Lord? It is the Word of God. This is the report we must believe. It is the Word of God. And the Christian must get to the place where they believe the Word of God so much that it becomes a part of who they are and what they do. This report that we believe tells us that we are redeemed, forgiven, washed clean, clothed in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and made whole and healed. All this is done by the shed blood of Jesus, by the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friends, it doesn't end there. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a friend that sticks closer than a brother, a friend who never leaves us nor forsakes us. He is always with us, strengthening us, empowering us, encouraging us, and all we have to do to partake of this goodness is to call upon the name of the Lord, turn from our sins, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and receive His salvation. If you've never done this, do it now with me. In your own words, from your heart, tell the Lord Jesus that you love Him. Ask Him to cleanse you from all sin. Tell Him that you trust Him to be your Savior and Lord. Follow Him. Read His Word. Take it into your heart. Let it guide you in every step of your life. Now let's thank Him for saving you and making you a new creature in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your salvation being poured out on the one who has repented and turned to you and called upon your great name to save and to forgive. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. If you did this today, you are now a child of the Most High God. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus the Lord. Praise God. Can you say amen? I'm going to say amen. And so I'm going to ask you to say amen with me. And if you can, say it out loud. Amen. Amen. Before I leave you today, I would like to invite you to visit our Faith Christian Center Church website at fcccairo.com, fcccairo.com. There you will find information about our church and our service times, along with links to our church YouTube channel. I would also ask you to share this podcast with your family and friends and whoever the Lord may lay on your heart, as I believe it will bless them just as it has blessed you. Well, thank you, friends, again for listening today to our Faith is the Victory podcast. Join us again next time as we continue to discover that faith is the victory that overcomes the world. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr. of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia.